This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
All right, Place to Be Nation Pop, it's Greg here from It Was a Thing on TV, and we are finally bringing to you Live Show 8. Now, I've been debating for a while how I was going to do this, considering that this is an unusual live show that we recorded last week back when Buzzer started airing Few, which was a game show that we covered back in episode 31. They were airing a debut marathon for the show, airing the first 6 episodes of it last month. But the thing was, last month I was hanging out for the weekend that the marathon aired at my brother's house in New Jersey, and unfortunately, I could not participate in the live show because, well, my family had dinner reservations that night, so I couldn't be involved in the live show, unfortunately. And Chico, during the middle of it, had to go sing the national anthem at a baseball game, at a minor league baseball game for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So, for the first, like, hour and 45 minutes of the show, it's just going to be Mike by himself, like, watching the whole thing. So, I hope you enjoy, like, game shows with, like, no video, like, audio-based, so it's like a throwback to the 1940s or something back in old-timey radio days, so that's what you're mostly going to hear, and enjoy that weird buzzer music thing that they air on the, I guess, is it the live feed or some, I don't know what it is Mike watches it on. I'm the only one of the three that actually has buzzer in it's the way God intended it, on cable. So, there you go. And Chico will join in somewhere around the hour 45 minute mark and to 2 hours in this marathon. But I hope you enjoy it, because Few is a very good game show, and you can watch it every weekday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Buzzer. So, let's go straight ahead. Live Show 8 on It Was a Thing on TV. Enjoy, people.
CBS presents this program in color.
Hello, this is Mike, and it's just Mike for right now. This is going to be live show number 8, and what we're going to talk about today is Few! Because it's going to premiere on Buzzer literally in 5 minutes. In case you don't know what Few is, not to use a Chico line, but you know, what podcast are you listening to? I say that with respect, though. I don't expect everybody to know Few, but it is a very short-lived game show from back in the late 70s and early 80s. So everybody remembers Few for its writing and the Gauntlet of Villains, which is the characters in the end game, which we'll talk about as time goes on. But also, just one thing that I think is very amazing is that the host, Tom Kennedy, never lost it, period. Because some of these bloopers are ridiculously goofy. Very humorous, more often than not. And you'll find that out very, very shortly. They're very clever clues. It's a challenging game in the sense of all the rules and whatnot, but really it's sort of basic. You just have to scale a game board, almost a keystone-shaped game board, 5x5, and then at the top there's a row of 3 boxes. You need to get 1 correct answer on every row and make your way to the top. And then, obviously, you need to get 1 of those last 3 right in order to win the game. Or win the round. A game is 2 rounds, and whoever does that successfully goes for $25,000 at the Gauntlet of Villains, played very similarly to the main game. However, the opponent plays a defensive role when they're not playing offense, and what they do is they place 6 blocks on the board, no more than 3 on any given line. No more than 1 at level 6, but they could conceivably place all 6 on the lower 25 squares, not on the top any of the top 3 though that would be probably very catastrophic. I have never seen that. I'm sure it's probably happened once or twice, but hey, it's been 40-plus years since this show aired, so your guess is as good as mine. And again, the Gauntlet, 10 villains. I have the list here really fast. In order, Alphonse the Gangster, Bruno the Headsman, Mr. Van Laust the Landlord, Nero the Fiddler, Count Nibblenick the Vampire, Frank and his little friend Stein, Kid Rotten the Gunslinger, Jeremy Swash, Dr. Deranged the Mad Scientist, and Lucretia the Witch. And the amount of time you get to play in the game actually depends on how much money you win in the main game. So you get 1 second extra at the Gauntlet of Villains for every $100 you earn, on top of the base 60 seconds. So $400, you get an extra 4 seconds, you have 64 seconds. If you win $1,200, that's 72 seconds, and so on and so forth. We are literally like under a minute away, so we're going to jump in with the buzzer stream. We're going to hear the end of Match Game Hollywood Squares Hour, and then we're going to start watching some whoosh. And the first contestant went on to bigger and better things within the following 10 years. Probably, I don't think you would recognize her name on this, but we'll find out.
It's a preview. It's a shoot preview. Catch our sneak peek of Buzzer's newest game. It's all new, and it's all the shoot preview marathon. Coming up next on Buzzer.
That's what we're here for.
Okay. Now we want to find out which star had the large number. Would you all grab the tabs? Ready, set, go.
What are you going to learn?
Michael Lembeck had it.
This is like opening presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day right now. It's been 41 and a half years almost since this aired. So we are literally seconds away from Few. Get ready to mark out. I'm going to be quiet so you can hear the opening theme. The opening theme, which, by the way, is my ringtone, and my students thought it was really cool when it went off the other day in class. Kids love Few. Don't even know about it, but they love it. Here we go. Buzzer made their bug in the lower right-hand corner in the shape of a Few bubble. I'm loving it already.
Our show, you pronounce it, and you play it with what are now two very normal people. What they'll be like after a few rounds of our game, who knows? Anyway, here they are, John Galvaro and Annie Brown. Hello, Annie.
Annie Brown, within the next decade, would become Julie Brown, not Downtown Julie Brown of MTV fame, but just say Julie of MTV fame.
You were born and raised in Chicago.
I was.
Where did your mom and pop finally get together?
In a little school outside of Chicago, a high school. He was teaching Spanish and she was teaching English.
I'll be darned.
So I speak English and a little bit of Spanish.
And you speak it very well. Where do you live now, John?
In Glendale, California.
All right. And this is... Thank you. Annie Brown. Tell me about Annie Brown.
Well, I'm a typist, and I'm single, and I have a bulldog named Billy Carter.
Now, listen, Annie, you won the toss of the coin backstage. All right, now, what that means is you're going to be the first one to decide whether to charge or to block on our first board. Now, the first board
will deal with music. And in round number two, the board will deal with women. So on the first board, the music board, step right over here. What do you want to do? Do you want to charge or do you want to block?
I'm going to block.
You do. All right. Now, the blocker goes over by the stop sign, and the charger goes over behind the arrow. Take your positions. And there she goes over there. John, that means you're going to be the charger, and it simply means that all you have to do is get to the top of our board in 60 seconds. And the fastest way to do that is to correct one blooper on each level. Now, what's a blooper? You're going to find out very shortly. Now, here's the catch. Annie over there is going to place six blocks somewhere on that board. And if you run into any of those blocks, you will lose 5 seconds on the clock. But if you get to the top, you win one round. If you don't get to the top, Annie wins one round. And whoever wins two rounds will win the game, all the money they've gathered along the way, and a chance at $25,000 in cash. Now, John, you're our charger, so charge on up here. Out of sight and out of hearing. We'll come over here now to Annie, who's going to be our blocker. Now, Annie, you're going to be able to play six blocks up here in the following section. Only place one on the sixth level, and no more than three blocks on any of the other ones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you're going to be credited with any money attached to the blocks that John runs into. You got
okay.
that? Place the blocks.
Okay, I'm going to go for all the 30s, because my little brother's a magician, and he says that's the easiest way to catch someone. It's force them in the middle.
Force
so
I'm going to
do all the 30s.
Well, let's take them one at a time. On level one.
Level one, $30.
Okay, all right.
Level two, $30.
Uh-huh.
Level three, $30.
All right.
Level four, $30.
Now hold it. You've only got two left.
Level five, $30.
Uh-huh. And?
And just to be crazy, $500 on level six.
Oh, I see.
I don't think that's a great strategy. We'll see.
Yes.
All right. Okay, we'll see how your strategy works out as we bring back John, our charger. Now, John, if you feel the time is running out, you can call a long shot. And when you do that, we'll stop the clock. Now, the long shot can be tough going, but it will take you from any of the first five levels immediately to that sixth level. All right? Now, you've got to charge to the top in 60 seconds. So, now, give me the level and the money amount. Charge!
Level one, $30.
One, 30. Four, three, two. One. Same level.
Level one, $40.
140. Herman's Hermit saying, Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely otter.
Otter.
Same level.
Level one, $50.
Level 150. One Cole Porter song is Begin the Obscene.
Begin.
Level charge. Two. Now charge.
Level two,
level two,
$20.
220. The Lonely Bull was the first big hit for Herb Albert and the Tijuana Trucks.
Yes.
Charge.
Three. $30.
30. Rex Harrison saying, I've thrown a custard to her face.
A custard to her face.
Charge.
Level four. I'm going to take a long shot.
Long shot he calls for because he has 12 seconds left on the clock and he was scared to death he was going to run into another block.
A very early long shot there.
He ran into two blocks. Well placed over there, Annie. All right. 12 seconds left on the clock. John has called for a long shot, which means now that Annie will drop a block into one of the available positions on the sixth level. Now, John. Or rather, Annie, I want you now to press one of those three buttons on your podium that selects which block goes on the sixth level. She has now done that. Now, the block is up there, John. I want to tell you this. There may also be a previously placed block up there as well. What you have to do is pick one of the three positions. If the one you pick is free of a block and you correct the blooper, you win the round. But if you answer incorrectly or the blooper is blocked, then you lose the round. You got it?
Got it.
Three positions up there, John. Yeah. Which one do you want?
500.
And Annie wins the round. You were blocked, John. Come on over here. Annie, darling. You got help. She got you on two of the... As you can see, she went right up the middle. On the third. What?
My little brother was...
Tell me what you mean.
Well, my little brother's a magician, and he says always do them in the middle, and you force people to lose.
Oh, really?
Yes. You want to meet our little brother sometime?
No, but it's my turn to block now, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. He there? All right, now here's the way it goes. Annie has one round, but it takes two rounds to win the game. Now the blocker becomes the charger. The charger becomes the blocker. That means you're going to charge on out of here, Annie. And you're right, John. You're the blocker. Get over there. We'll see if John wins the second round right after this.
while we have a few seconds, I didn't mention it earlier, but right now I'm going solo. Chico may join us a little bit. Greg is out for tonight, unfortunately. So it may be a solo effort. It may be me and Chico at some point. And also, in this marathon, we're going to see episodes 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, and 7. We're not getting episode 3 for some reason. So for 3 hours, we're getting 6 of the first 7 episodes. Then tomorrow, they start in August of 1979. I believe it's like August 14th. So can't wait to see that. They'll be pretty deep into the few run at that point. They'll be almost 3 months into the run. Even more than that, I believe. Yeah, they'll be like 4 months into the run. I'm going to go back now because we're going to be returning from a commercial soon. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the buzzer players. And also, if this interests you, Few is on every weekday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. And also, there's going to be 2 episodes running on weekends. I believe it's probably going to be the Monday and Tuesday episodes that aired that week. I want to say 7 to 8 p.m. on Sundays? Maybe 5 to 6 p.m. on Sundays? Sometime on Sundays. So you'll have an ample opportunity to catch Few starting tomorrow, September 6th, Labor Day. Also, I should add, the commercial breaks may be a little longer than usual for Few, because Few only ran 25 minutes. They'd have a 5-minute news break after the show. So yeah, we might get a little bit more of the buzzer players than normally. But also at the same time, that should mean there's no editing. But also, maybe we'll get like ticket plugs. Maybe we'll get like parting gift, consolation gift plugs. But we're in uncharted territory right now, so this should be really fun. But I'm in love with the buzzer bug looking like a Few bubble. Oh my gosh. I hope they do that for every episode. I hope that isn't just for this marathon. But oh my gosh. And really, I hope you watch this. It was an amazing acquisition. Never did I think I'd see this again in my life. I vaguely remember it from 42 years ago. Vaguely. I would have been 4 at the time. And I only remember seeing it like once or twice. Hey, back to the show.
And see if the 20 block and 20 and 30 on level 1.
Okay.
And
there's 2 of them right there, 4 to go.
I'll just take number 30 on the second level.
Alright. And of course, the higher you go in money, the more difficult the blooper, too.
Right.
Continue. You have 3 more to go.
So I will take 20 and 30 on level 3.
Alright, level 3, 20 and 30. Now you have 1 left.
I'm gonna give her a free shot on 4 and 5 if she makes it. If she's not rattled by this time, she's very smart.
Yeah, she is.
So I'm going to take her advice, by George. I'm going to stick it with 350 in the top one.
350? She went for 500, but that's all right.
That was her first pick.
I don't like this strategy either.
That's it. Okay, now we've seen your blocks, and they will now disappear. Good luck to you. So we're going to bring back the up. Come on back, Annie. Yeah, it's all right. Okay, John has placed his blocks up there.
Okay.
And they're good ones.
Okay.
He holds. Now, you know what you have to do. Get to the top in 60 seconds, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, giving me the level and the money amount. Charge!
Level 1, $40.
140. Marilyn Monroe posed nude in the very first issue of Boy's Life.
Girl's Life.
Same level, 1.
Level 1, $10.
110. Samson was betrayed by his lover, Delilah.
Delilah. Level
charge $20. While flying over the Pacific in 1937, Amelia Earhart's plane was lost and she was presumed wet.
Dead.
Charge.
Level 3, $40.
Level 3, $40. Pearl White's famous film serial was The Squirrels of Pauline.
Perils.
Charge.
Level 4, $20.
$420. According to the Bible, Herod was entranced by the dancing Salome.
Salome.
Charge.
Level 5, $30.
$530. Helen Reddy sang, I am woman, hear me snore.
Roar.
Charge.
Level 6, $200.
$6,200 is Mary Pickford was known as America's Sweat Hog.
Sweetheart.
That is it. And you won. Single block that she hit, and she wins two rounds, and that means you are our champion, Annie Brown. Champion, that's what you are. Fantastic. John? Oh, I tell you. All I can say is, but I have another thing to say to you. You have been a fantastic player, and as a matter of fact, for your playing, we have a very nice gift for you. Don't we, Rod Roddy?
We certainly do, Tom. A console color television. This is the 25-inch Videomatic Color TV, an early American design with clear, crisp picture, plus automatic adjustment to room light. The Videomatic. And now, back to...
John, thank you very much. Great player. Much luck to you, an old man. Thank you, John Gavaro. Well, Annie, you did it. You did it. Our crazy typist did it. She won two rounds. And now, we're going to take just a moment here and count up your money, and I hope it's a lot, because... the more money you made, the better chance you'll have when we try to win, and you're going to try to run the $25,000 gauntlet of villains.
Oh,
we'll see how she does against the bad guys after these words for the good guys.
Again, muting just for a moment, since that music can get really irritating after a while. So there's our first champ. It's who would later be known as Julie Brown. Of MTV fame, two straight rounds. The blocking strategy, I'm sorry, he pretty much repeated her blocking strategy with a few minor changes. That's predictable. It was not a good blocking strategy. Not even really much better than what Annie did. So now we're going to get the gauntlet. We're going to be going for $25,000. This might be the most exciting 60 seconds or 60 plus seconds in TV if you don't count like the winner's circle. I think this is like an amazingly tense and funny round. Plus also, if you've never seen the gauntlet with their little telebellies, their television bellies, which show messages and show the answers, that's truly genius, especially for 1979 technology.
Starting at 8, only on Buzzer.
Ooh, Lost and Found. 25th.
Scoundrels who ever stood between a contestant and her money. And here they are!
Oh, the breakaway clouds. The whole set breaks away just about. And here's the gauntlet.
$100 you earned so far. Now, between charging and blocking, you won $880, which means you're going to have 8 seconds added to your basic 60 seconds for a total of 68 seconds to beat the villains.
Okay.
Now, here's how you run the gauntlet of the villains. I'm going to read a blooper, and then 2 seconds later, the villain will show the correct answer right there in his telly belly. If you beat our villain to the answer, then you move on to the next villain, and so on. You got it?
Yeah.
But if the villain beats you to the answer, you have to stay with him for as many bloopers as it takes to beat that villain. But if you get through all 10 villains before time runs out, you'll win $25,000 in cash. Could you use it? All right. Now, the gauntlet and the clock will begin with the first bell. You take your first mark. I'm going to go over here to my position, okay? You all set? Okay. 68 seconds on the clock. It will begin with the bell. Before Eisenhower was elected president, he was a 5-star restaurant.
General!
Seoul is the capital of South America.
I didn't hear it.
Some of Elizabeth Barrett Browning's love poems are in the Sonnets from the Chimpanzees. On Sea Hunt, Lloyd Bridges played a skin specialist.
Diver!
The three musketeers were Athos, Porthos, and Abednego. Wonder Woman can deflect oncoming bullets with both of her twangers.
Shields!
Witches were put to death in Salem, Mississippi. William the First, Duke of Normandy, was more commonly known as William the Concubine.
Conquer!
Okay. Singing without instrumental accompaniment is technically called Acapulco.
Acapella!
The motto of Grover Cleveland's administration with public office is a public bus. The liver, the largest gland in the body, secretes style.
Style!
Wearing a dress on MASH has made a star of Jamie Brown. Time. Time. Frankenstein. Look at this. No hard feelings. But you got through 5 of these malicious villains. That means you got $500 added to your original winnings of $880 gives you a grand total of $1,380 for Annie Brown. What's more, you may get another chance at that $25,000 because in just a moment now, we are going to introduce you to a brand new challenger and we'll start a new game. You all set for that?
Yes.
All right, that'll happen right after this.
That was a tough gauntlet. Even if it's the first time they played it, that was not easy. Also, this episode, it's not uncharted territory by any means. A year to 2 years ago, Wink Martindale's YouTube channel posted it. And probably, oh gosh, I'd say 8-9 years ago, it was available to view at the TV Music Museum. I forget what the P means. TV Production Music Museum. That's what it means. So this is not uncharted territory. Uncharted territory is coming up in episode 2, and episode 4, and episode 5, and episode 6, and episode 7. So I've already seen this. I knew it was going to happen, But really, about 8 minutes from now, when we start episode two, it's all unknown to me. And it's probably unknown to 99.99% of people watching this. So we're going to go back now, listen to the buzzer players.
The second board is birds and the bees, but the first one is what you're concerned with. On literature, do you want to charge or block?
Not being a bookie, I'll charge.
You're going to charge?
Yes.
Okay, charge right on out of here. And that means Annie comes on over here and she's going to place six blocks, and it's literature, and there's the board. Place your blocks.
Okay, I'm going to do 20 on level one, $20,
and
$30. And
30, okay.
That's just to freak him out on the first level.
Gotcha.
On level two, I'm going to do $20.
To 20.
On level three, I'm going to do $20 again because I don't think he knows literature.
Right.
On level four, I'm going to do $40 because he might get crazy. On level five, I'm going to... Nope, I got one more.
That's it, one left.
On level six, I'm going to do $350.
Right in the middle. Okay, solar plexus time. All right, let's see how it works out. All right, come on out here, Ken. You're a challenger. Now you know how to play the game. Hop right in there. You've got 60 seconds to get to the top of that board. It deals with literature,
right,
giving me the level.
Yes.
And the money amount. Charge!
Level 140.
140. In the Bible, David was an Israelite and the giant Goliath was a Filipino.
Philistine.
Charge!
Level 240.
240. Quoth the raven, two all beef patty special sauce.
Nevermore.
Charge!
Level 340.
340. Kipling wrote, you're a better man than I am, Rin Tin Tin.
Gunga Din.
Charge!
Level 450.
450. Of his curse, the ancient mariner moaned, I shot the sheriff.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Same level for...
Level 410.
410. Cyrano de Bergerac was famed for his enormous hole.
Nose.
Charge!
Level 540.
540. Joseph P. Lash wrote the dual biography, Eleanor and Frankenstein.
Roosevelt.
Same level.
530.
530. The Bible tells us of a land flowing with milk and cookies.
And honey.
Charge.
Level 6500.
6500. It's free from Macbeth. Fair is foul, and foul is into the right field seat. Now, your answer.
Fair.
That is it. And you have it. Came to play, didn't he, Annie?
No!
All right. Now, Ken has one round, and we'll be back and see if we have enough time for round two right after this. Oh, well.
Okay. Wow. Annie tried sort of a similar strategy to what her and her first opponent did in that first game. Did not work. Also, a couple of reactions. He went straight at the 40s, and on level 4 went 50, where 440 was a block. I don't know how he figured that out, but that was amazing. And then just the look on his face, quoth the Raven, two all beef patties, special sauce. I think he was not expecting that. but yeah, you could hear some of the great writing here. Very clever, very funny, very timely. But hey, now, once we're done with commercial time, we get to hear the closing music. And maybe we'll hear some end credits. We'll see. I mean, there should be no reason for editing any of these shows because, again, it ran 25 minutes back in the day. So we're going to go back now. Let's see what happens. I don't know, this music's running a little long. Well, we'll see. I think this is a shorty right here. It's going to go back very soon. You can't see my face. They left the end credit, not end credits in, but the promotional plugs in. OMG!
San Francisco.
Uh-huh. And now you live in Los Angeles. Okay. All right. Now,
Ken won the first round, as you well recall. Stand over here, right by me. He won the first round. However, it takes two rounds to win this game. As you also recall, you were the charger in yesterday's first round, so that means now you're going to be the blocker, and Annie, you are going to be the charger. Yes. So the blocker goes behind the arrows, and the charger behind the stop sign, and yes, like that. And you take your position, and I'll go over here with you, Annie, okay? Now, you're the charger, and as you well know, in order to win this round, you have to get to the top of that board in 60 seconds. And the fastest way to do that is to correct one blooper on each level. Now, as you know, our friend Ken over there is going to play six blocks somewhere on that board, and if you run into any of those blocks, you're going to lose 5 seconds on the clock. But if you get to the top, you will win one round, and you'll tie the game. If you don't get to the top, Ken will win his second round, and therefore the game. Because whoever wins two rounds wins the game, the money they gathered along the way, and most important, a chance to win $25,000 in cash. This board is devoted to birds and bees, and the next board will be devoted to movies. Now, you're our charger, Annie, so charge on out of here. Out of sight and out of hearing she goes. All right, Ken, now you're going to play six blocks up there with the following reminder. You can only place one block up there on the sixth level and no more than three on any one of the others, okay? And you'll be credited with any of the money attached to the blocks that Annie might run into. Right. Place your blocks. Here we go.
Birds and bees. I'm assuming there's going to be famous couples.
Birds and bees. Well, sure.
I'm assuming that. Okay, I'm going to let her go by on one and two. I'll go to level three.
He's going to start on level three.
I'll put a block on $10.
Ten.
40.
You feel she doesn't know much about birds and bees.
And 50. Well, I'm afraid that she might start getting a little self-confident if she gets one and two.
You're loaded there on three. What are you going to do with these? Now you have three remaining.
Yes. On level four, a 40.
Okay.
Level five, a 20. So she doesn't think that she's too safe. And I'll place the sixth one on level six, 350.
All right. So, there, good luck to you on your strategy. If he wins this round, he wins the game. We're going to bring back Annie. All right, Annie.
Okay.
You know that you need this round, don't
you?
You need it just to stay with us here. Because if you lose it, Ken gets all the marbles and he gets a chance at $25,000. Now, if you find the time is running short, you can call a long shot. And when you do that, we'll stop the clock. Now, the long shot can be tough going, but it will take you from any of the first five levels immediately to that sixth level, okay? Now, you got to get to the top in 60 seconds. Annie at all times giving me the level and the money amount. Charge!
Level one, $20.
120. One perfume ad advises men to promise her anything but give her Armenia.
Okay. Level
charge
two.
Charge two.
Level two, $10.
$210. Strippers wear a little more than a G-string and pastries.
Pasties.
Charge.
Level three, $10.
$310. Block. Four. Three. Two. One. Same level.
Level
320. Singer Bobby Darin was once married to actress Fiddledy Dee.
Sandra.
Charge.
Level 4.
$20. 420. After the wedding, the single girls line up and the bride throws her back out.
Okay.
Charge.
Level 5.
$10. 510. The wedding ceremonies usually begin with the words, dearly bloated.
Beloved.
Charge.
Level 6. $200.
And at a wedding ceremony for safekeeping, the best man holds the shotgun.
$350.
$350. Hey, no, your time is expired. You don't have enough time. Ken wins the game. Time ran out on Annie. Come on over here. Come on over, Ken. Well done. The best man holds the ring, honey. He holds the ring.
Yeah.
And when you, first of all, see, you cannot call for a long shot on the sixth round.
As soon as I did it, I know.
That's all right, but even if you could have called for it, you didn't have 5 seconds on the clock, so Ken is our champ.
Yeah.
A brand new champion here in Ken Sweetville. Well, you know what that feels like, because yesterday you won a game, and you had a chance at our villains up there. You got up, I think, five of them for a grand total in cash and where their winnings in the game, and up at the villains, $1,380. And that's all for you, Annie Brown.
Thanks.
You brought the light. Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye. Be careful there. Hey, Ken Friedel.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to take a minute here and add up all of your earnings, and I hope it's a lot, because the more money you have made, the better chance you'll have when you try to run our $25,000 gauntlet of villains, the bad guys. We'll see how it does after this.
Whoa! Oh my, that was a very interesting round. You can't tell because this is audio, but it looks like they edited a block because they showed the block at 440 and they just went to 420 and played that blooper. So, oopsie, I don't know. But I do like the blocking strategy there. A little bit of scattered, a little bit of not necessarily randomness, but not total chaos. And getting back to the end of that round, when Annie hit level 6, you cannot call the long shot. As Tom said earlier, the long shot can only be played on levels 1 through 5. So once you go to level 6, you're committed to it. And if you hit the block, dems the brakes, if you will. And also, real fast before we get to the gauntlet, this is a landmark show in a couple of ways. It replaced Match Game on the CBS schedule after almost 6 years, but also it moved Price is Right from 10:30 to 11 o'clock in the morning, where it's still airing to this day. So The Few is a landmark show in a number of ways. Let's go back. Let's see if Ken wins $25,000. And he should have a lot of time, I think. I don't have exact numbers, but I think he probably earned at least $900 in that game. He got $850 alone on the top level, so he probably has $1,000.
$200 to start with. These shows.
Ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
Are primed.
Boy, am I getting out of their way.
For prime time.
Are you ready to have a go at it?
I'm ready.
And go. From Classic Concentration to Match Game Hollywood Squares out. Right to agree, and you win the game.
Incredible.
Fabulous. Never have so many shows been so primed for prime time.
So you're ready to go?
I'm ready.
Buzzer Prime, weeknights starting at 8.
Oh, I love that.
Right here on Buzzer.
This is our champion, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ken Freehill. Incidentally, Annie did say wedding ring, but that was after her 2 seconds had expired. Also, as I told Annie, you cannot call for a long shot on the 6th level, and the 5 seconds I was talking about meant nothing. Now, Ken Freehill, I want to introduce you to 10 of the most rotten wretches who ever stepped between a contestant and his money, and here they are. Here we go, Ken. Let's go get them. Right there, sir. There they are, Kenneth. And I know they look really fearsome, but if you can get from villain number 1 through villain number 10, then you will win $25,000 in cash. Yes, sir.
All
now,
right.
How much time do we have? 60 seconds plus 1 second for each $100 you earned so far. Now, between charging and blocking, you won $1,120, which means you're going to have 11 seconds added to your basic 60 seconds for a total of 71 seconds to beat the villain.
All right.
And now here's how you run the gauntlet, the villain. I am going to read a blooper, and then 2 seconds later, the villain will show the correct answer right there in the old tally belly. If you beat our villain to the answer, you move on to the next villain and so on. You got it?
Got it.
But if the villain beats you to the answer, then you have to stay with him for as many bloopers as it takes to beat that villain. If you can get through all 10 villains before time runs out, you will win $25,000 in hard cold cash. All right, now you take your position, and I will take mine. All right, Kennedy, have 71 seconds on the clock. The gauntlet and the clock will begin with the first bell. Ben Franklin wrote Poor Richard Maniac.
Almanac.
On 8 is Enough, the father is played by Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Patten.
The post office improved their delivery service by introducing the Zip Gun.
Zip Code.
Oil paints are made by mixing oil with vinegar.
Pastels, I don't know.
The Hawaiian Islands were discovered by Captain Hook.
Cook.
One of America's favorite spirituals is Swing Low, Sweet Harriet.
Sweet Chariot.
Sodium chloride is the chemical name for common table manners.
Salt.
For many years, Bob Keeshan has starred on Captain Gulagong.
Captain Kangaroo.
When making an arrest, the policeman states, you have the right to remain violent.
Silent.
At Trafalgar, Horatio Nelson said, England expects every man to do his homework. On Star Trek, Mr. Spock came from the planet Vatican.
Vulcan.
Susan Ford recently married a Secret Service station
agent.
And is it? I tell you, you make it look so easy.
It's not.
Right, Sam.
Pigment.
Ken Freehill, pigment is
pigment.
It. Yes, he finally came up with the one answer that he missed. All right. You had $1,120 playing our game, and you went through all 10 villains, gives you another $25,000 for a grand total of $26,120 for Ken Freehill.
Superb. Thank you.
Kenneth, you're just terrific. That's the good news. The bad news is we have to say goodbye to you.
Okay.
But do you have some good use for that money?
Sure, I don't know what yet, but I'll do
don't
something.
Worry about it. It'll come to you. It's been great, Ken. Thank you very much. Best of luck to you. Two more players on right after this.
Any word to say?
Wow. He blitzed through that. He blazed through the gauntlet. 21 seconds left, so he took a total of 50. Wow. That's all I can say is wow. That was amazing. So yeah, like I mentioned, Feud was a landmark show, replacing Match Game, Match Game 79 specifically. And it moved Prices Right to 11 o'clock, where it's been now for 42 and a half years, just about. I'm just still amazed that he just blazed through it. At this point, Tom isn't acknowledging what's on the telebellies. The first gauntlet, it said, "Hi, folks." And this one, oh, I forget what it said. Ah, Mr. Short-Term Memory over here. But there is a little message to the contestants before they run the gauntlet. It said bye-bye budget when he beat the gauntlet. So, again, you can see the humor coming out with the gauntlet of villains, even in episodes 1 and 2. So, we're going to head back to the show. Let's see what happens with two new contestants.
Deal with travel. But on the first one, movies. What do you want to do? Charge or block?
I think I'm going to charge the first one.
All right, the charger goes behind the arrow, the blocker goes behind the stop sign, you get over there, and that means that Andrea's over here. Now, Andrea, all you have to do, honey child, is just get to the top of that board in 60 seconds, you know? And we'll tell you about the rest of it a little bit later on. Since you've decided to charge, I'm going to ask you to charge right on out of here, Andrea. She goes out of sight and out of hearing. And now, Steve, I invite you to play six blocks up there. You, of course, know the rules. About one on the sixth level, no more than three on the others. Okay, go.
Okay, level two. We're going to try $30.
All right, you're going to skip level one, right?
Right.
Okay, level two, $30.
Get a little confident there. Level two again, $40.
Aha.
There we go. Jump up to level three, $20.
20 there on three.
Okay.
You got three left.
Now, we're going to go level four, $10.
$4.10.
And level four, $50.
All right. Now, two, four, five, one remaining.
We're going to go level six, $350.
$350.
Yeah.
All right. There are the traps that he has laid. We'll see how well they work for you, Steve. Good luck to you. Here comes Andrea, our charger back. This, of course, is the first round in a brand new game. You have 60 seconds to get to the top. It deals with movies, Andrea. Remember, if you feel that the time is running short, you can call for a long shot. You know about that, don't you? All right. Now, giving me the level and the money amount. Charge!
Level one, $40.
$140. 1951's best picture of the year, an American in traction.
Paris!
Charge!
Level two, $50.
$250. The names of the Marx Brothers were Groucho, Harpo, Chico, Gummo, and Alpo. Same level two. $210. Level two, $10. Raquel Welch has never won an actress for Breast Actress.
Yes.
Charge.
Level three, $40.
$340. John Boyd as the chimp.
The champ.
Charge.
$430.
George C. Scott searches through the porno world for his daughter in bedsore.
$540.
The first words spoken by Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind were piddle wee wee. She had 7 seconds left on the clock. Now, let's see. You had a chance. You did not have a chance to choose whether you wanted to charge or block. So now you're going to have that opportunity. In just a minute, we're going to be playing round two, at which time the charger will become the blocker, and the blocker will become the charger. And so since you're going to be our new charger, we're going to ask you to charge right on out of here. I just told him you're going to get an option. He just charges automatically, doesn't he? That's right. Get on over there. You're going to block.
It's a shopper's paradise on.
Okay, so I don't want to say that was random, but each of the $5 amounts on the lower 5-6 of the board got a block, which I think is normally a good strategy, because what we've seen is people going straight up a certain column, whether it's 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50, and Andrea, the challenger here, she sort of hopped around and avoided the blocks. I think it's a good strategy, especially if you have somebody hopping around. Also, again, if you have somebody going up and down, you're guaranteed to get a block at one point. But also, you know, if you hop around, you know, there, you could get two or three blocks. I think chaos, disarray is a valid strategy in this game. But she's up 1-0, Andrea, and well, whatever happens this episode, we don't know what happens on the next episode, even though I think we do. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's get back to the show. Thank you.
our charger, Stephen Ward, is already off stage, and so now Andrea Klein. This board is devoted to travel. You have 6 blocks to place. Go right ahead, Andrea.
This is going to be tough. I'll go right to level 2, and I'm going to block the $50.
$50 on level 2.
I'll go to level 3 and block the $40.
$40 on level 3, all right.
I'm going to block the $10.
$10 on level 4?
The $30.
$30.
And the $50.
And now you have 1 block remaining.
Okay,
where are you going
to
put
that? Up to the 6th level.
Uh-huh.
He looks greedy. I'm going to go for the $500.
All right. That's a good plan. We'll see how it works as we bring back Steve Ward, our man from Kilimanjaro. All right, Steve. You've been to the top of Kilimanjaro. Now all you have to do is get to the top of this board in 60 seconds. And if you win this round, you will even the score. If you do not win this round, that means that Andrea is going to win the game. So you need it, all right?
Let's go.
The board deals with travel. You have 60 seconds on the clock. And so now giving me the level and the money amount. Charge!
Number 110.
One bus company slogan was, leave depriving to us.
The driving.
Charge.
Number $250.
$250. Block. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Same level. $10.
$10, he says, on level 2. Just south of Monterey, California, is an area of coastline called Dear Sir.
Big Sir.
Charge.
$350.
$350. Ask any Pole the capital of his country and he'll reply Sacramento. Same level 3.
$310.
When you land in Honolulu, you'll be greeted by smiling hula hoops.
Hula girls.
Charge.
On level 3, 4, that's $40. $40
he wants. On level 4, a traveler saying, when in Rome, do wackadoo.
Yeah, the Romans do.
Charge.
$20.
Now, 520. In the desert, nomadic tribes stop for refreshment at an Orange Julius.
Oasis.
Charge.
$350.
$350. The Iberian Peninsula is part Portugal and part Irish Center. Spain. On the very last one, and time ran out, and Andrea is our champ. And Steve, what a great tussle you gave her, though. That was terrific, right down to the very last second. Now you know why we call it whoosh. But we have a very nice gift for you, don't we, Rod Roddy?
We certainly do, Tom. A Viscount electronic organ. A high-style musical instrument, a lovely simulated walnut cabinet. It offers easy-to-play features that your whole family will enjoy. From Viscount.
Stephen Ward, you're a fine young man. Thank you very much for playing.
Okay.
See you later. Okay.
The blank blue index card.
All right. that was interesting. A very weird edit on in that round between the third and fourth levels, because he originally called for a third level when he was supposed to go to the fourth level. And they did like a still frame of that, and then you know, once he played the question, they flipped the box appropriately. All right, so now episode 3 is not coming up next. Again, who knows why they're not showing it? Maybe there was something that's not PC. Maybe they're saving it for the Lost and Found marathon in 3 weeks. Who knows? But I will say this, you will see Andrea the Champ return on episode 4, so that tells us she does not win the gauntlet, and she wins the next game. So, I don't want to spoil it, but what am I spoiling if we can't see it? So, we're going back to the show. Thank you. Also, real fast, Greg chimes in. He's watching, but he can't contribute. Andrea has a bird named Tiger. Interesting. And Greg may also show another, and Greg may share another anecdote this coming week. He shared a very interesting thing that happened to him not that long ago. Back to the show.
She's going to be the charger. And as you know, to win the first round, you have to get to the top of that board in 60 seconds. And the way you do that is to correct at least one blooper on each level. And of course, you know what a blooper is. And if you don't, we're going to remind you very shortly. But here's the catch. Now, Carrie is going to place six blocks somewhere on that board. And if you run into one of those blocks, you're going to lose 5 seconds on the clock. But if you get to the top, you're going to win one round. If you do not get to the top, Carrie wins one round. And whoever wins two rounds wins the game, all the money they've gathered along the way, and a chance at $25,000 in cash. All right. You know what it is to charge, Andy. Charge on out of here. Out of sight and out of hearing. All right, Carrie. We hereby invite you to place six blocks on yonder board. Remember now, you can only place one block on the sixth level and no more than three on any of the remaining ones. You'll be credited with all the money that is attached to the blocks that Andrea might run into. Go to work, Carrie.
Science is hard. Level one, $10.
It can be. All right, there's 10.
Level one, $20. And level one, $40.
Oh, okay, boy, you're going to demoralize her, right?
On the noodles. Okay. Level three, $30.
$330.
Okay. Can't be too confident in it. Level four, $20.
All right, now you have one remaining, Carrie.
Level six, $200.
And up there he goes for $200. Okay, thank you very much. We'll see how your strategy works out as we bring back Andrea. And here she comes charging on out here. Yes, all right, Andrea Klein, your cheerleading section is with you here. Now, if you find the time is running out, all you have to do is yell, long shot. You can do that if you wish. And when you do that, we stop the clock. Now, the long shot can be tough going, but it will take you from any of the first five levels immediately to the sixth level. And you've got to get to that top in 60 seconds. You got that?
Got it.
All right, now remember, giving me the level and the dollar amount.
Level 130.
The first American to orbit the Earth was Timothy Leary.
John Glenn.
Charge.
Level 220.
220. Our galaxy is known as the Milky Magnesia.
Glenn.
Charge.
Level 340.
340. The closest bright star, Alpha Centauri, is 4.31 giant steps from Earth.
Light year.
Charge.
Level 420.
420. And lock. 4, 3, 2. Same level, 440. 1986 is the next expected appearance by Halley's Mill.
Comet.
Charge.
Level
550. 550. One scientist who helped develop the atom bomb was named Boom Boom Fermi. Same level.
$10.
$10. Saturn is encircled by strings.
Rings.
Charge.
Level 6, 200.
200. You said that we're going to get her down there on the first level, did nothing. But you got her on the sixth and final level, and that means that Carrie wins the first round. It takes two rounds to win the game, because in just a moment, we're going to be playing round number two, at which time the charger becomes the blocker becomes the charger. Carrie, you were the blocker that time. That means you become the charger. Charge right on out of here, Carrie. Andrea, get over there in the blocking position, and if Carrie wins the next round, you'll be the champ. Will you do it? We'll see after this.
It's a trick.
So yeah, we're on episode 4 now. She only won $1,880 in her first two games? Wow, she must have gotten stymied by the villains both times. I mean, I'm just doing the math in my head. She, if she averaged, you know, 5, that's $1,000. And then maybe she averaged 440 in the main games? Again, pure speculation since episode 3 didn't air. But, yikes. And now she's down 1-0. She didn't do too badly on that board. She did that random strategy, that scattered strategy again. But the problem is she went 200 on science. And that ate up all her time. Because there's a block at 200. Also, some other stuff I should mention is just some minor differences between the game and now, all cosmetic. The Gauntlet wind music, which you had heard last episode, that changed. And I'm going to presume it's after week one. The level 6 boxes are red. They would be green, I believe, starting in week 2. We'll find out in about an hour. But also 3, that bell you hear that when they advance, that changed over time. So some first week, I don't want to say abnormalities, but what we're not used to, which is not uncommon for almost any show. We're going back to the show. Can Andrea come back? Let's find out.
This board is devoted to bad guys and girls. Place your six blocks.
Okay, I'm giving him a free ride on the first level. So we're going to go level two.
Two.
I'm going to put two blocks down on $30 and the $50.
30 and 50.
Casey's greedy there.
Okay.
And then up to the third level. Mm-hmm. Stay toward the middle, but not too high. The $20 and the $40.
20 and 40. All right.
Before, I got two more.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Let's go to the fifth level.
Up to the fifth she goes.
The $30 in the fifth level.
All right, now you have one remaining. Where are you going to put it?
The sixth level, the 350.
The 350 right in the middle. Right, we'll see how that works out for you as we bring back our charger, Mr. Kerry Yanatso. And here he comes. All right, Kerry, hop in there, my friend. You have 60 seconds on the clock. So, Kerry, giving me the level and the money amount. Charge!
Level 120.
120! In psycho, Janet Lee is stabbed while she is taking dictation.
Shower.
Charge!
Level 230.
230. Four, three, two, one. Same level.
Level 210.
210. Aaron Burr killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel to the death.
Duel.
Charge!
Level 320.
320. Ship displays a skull and crossbones.
Crossbones.
Charge.
Level 540. $540.
When Outlaw Three Fingers Jack was caught, his gland was displayed in public.
His hand.
Charge.
Level 6500.
6500-3. James Cagney dies in the flames of an oil tower in the movie White Meat.
Time's up.
So it's one round for Andrea and one round for Carrie. Oh. Two rounds wins the game. Who's going to win the game? In the third round, we're going to have a new board devoted to a new category. And now, Andrea, you didn't have the decision of choosing at the outset. Now you're going to have the choice whether to charge or to block on the next board. It's devoted to the 60s. The 60s. What do you want to do, charge or block?
I'm going to let him do the work. I'm going to block him again.
You are going to block? All right, Kerry, that means you charge on out of here. And there he goes, and you get over the blocking position. Whoever wins this has a chance at $25,000. We'll see how it comes out after you. Let's go to you.
I got to say, Andrea's blocking strategy there, I love it. She staggered on level 2, 20 and 40, and level 3, 30 and 50, or vice versa. I love that strategy. That was beautiful. That was brilliant. And, oh, he almost beat it all. Got to the top of the board. Got to level 6. Revealed a clue, not a block. And White Heat. Well, White Meat, White Heat. Yeah, that probably could have been gotten, but I've never heard of the movie White Heat. We're going to have a tiebreaker. This is thrilling. That's why it's called Few. You got to wipe your brow off after a round like that. And we'll see if Andrea gets a third shot at the Gauntlet of Villains. And that's going to happen momentarily. Back to the show. Thank you.
cool with your dollars and cents.
$5 for living, $10.
Because getting great deals for pennies on the dollar just makes good sense. Sale of the century, tonight at 2, only on Buzzer.
Devoted to the 60s, you chose to block, so block.
All right, I'm going to block him on the first level at the $30.
$30.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to skip the second level, go right to the third level. Mm-hmm. And let's see, one more there on $40.
Okay, moving right along.
Okay, on the fourth level, I am going to slow him down here. He seems a little
younger.
The 10, the 20, and the 40.
Oh, 10, 20, and 40. All right, now you have one remaining. Where does that go?
The top right in the middle again.
Right.
Who's going to do this time?
All right. This is for all the marbles. The board is devoted to the 60s, and here comes Kerry Yamatso, our charger. The board is devoted to the 60s. Whoever wins this one is going to have a chance at all the marbles. It's very simple. You either get to the top of that board, and you'll have a shot at $25,000, or if you don't get to the top of the board, Andrea will have a chance at $25,000. So, you, sir, have 60 seconds on the clock. It's devoted to the 60s, so giving me the level and the money amount. Charge!
Level 140.
140. Biting humor was a trademark on the Joyce Brothers Comedy Hour.
Smother.
Charge!
Level 220.
220. JFK became the first Roman numeral to be elected president.
Catholic.
Charge!
Level 340.
340.
No. No.
Four.
Three. Two. One.
Same level three.
Level 310.
Level 310. Students protested the Vietnam War by burning their baseball cards.
Draft.
Charge.
Level 420.
420. Salvation. All right. Andrea, you have three buttons on that podium, which we, of course, cannot see. Push one of those buttons, which will place a strategic block in one of the three positions on the sixth level. I want to tell you, Kerry, there may also be a previously placed block on that level. What you have to do is pick one of the three positions. If the one you pick is free of a block and you correct the blooper, you will win the round. You'll have a chance at $25,000. But if you answer incorrectly, or if that blooper is blocked, you lose the round, and Kerry will be the champ.
And Andrea will win.
I mean Andrea. I'm sorry.
Like the first one, though.
Andrea's right. Thank you very much. Do as well up there, and you're going to have a chance at $25,000. There are three positions up there, Kerry. Which one do you want?
Level six at $350.
$350. Block. Can't Andrea did it again. We had to say goodbye to you, Kerry. But you played a beautiful round. You got up to 1 second twice there on the sixth level. You were a terrific player. Rod Roddy, what do we have for Kerry Yamatso?
Well, Tom, we have Keller's Elegant Country Americana Oak Dining Furniture. Exclusive Armor Guard, high pressure laminate, tops help protect against spills and burns. Country Americana Dining Furniture from Keller.
Kerry, thank you very much for playing. You're welcome, sir. Andrea, you did it again. Again. This will be her third try now. All right, now we're going to take a moment. We're going to add up all your winnings, and I hope it's a lot, because the more you've made, the better chance you'll have when, for the third time, she tries to run the gauntlet of villain for $25,000. We'll see how she does after this.
What can you say about that blocking strategy? Not only did she get the block on the sixth level, but four of her five blocks on the lower five levels connected. That was amazing, and that totally stopped his progress on level 4. Wow. That was well done. So, well, we're going to be getting to episode 5 next. This is the third attempt. I don't remember how much money she had. She obviously got $350 on the block on level 6 there, plus another about what, $110 on the other blocks on that board. So she's got at least $460. We'll see. We'll see if she improves any. You did hear the bell that we haven't heard the first week, that clang. For a correct answer, I believe it was on level 3. And just to answer a quick question you might have, if somebody either gets blocked out or does not answer a question on a certain level, they automatically move up to the next level. I would assume it's the same if you go from level 5 to level 6. So if you can't finish that column, you automatically, or if you can't finish that dollar amount or that level, then you go up to the next level. All right, I've talked enough. Let's get back to the game.
Seconds for each $100 you earned in the last game. Now, between charging and blocking, you won $650, which means you're going to have 6 seconds added to the basic 60 seconds for a total of 66 seconds to beat those vicious villains. You going to do it this time?
I'm trying.
All right, now here's how you run the gauntlet of villains. I'm going to read a blooper. Then 2 seconds later, the villain will show the correct answer right there in the telly belly. If you beat our villain to the answer, you move on to the next villain, and so on. But if the villain beats you to the answer, you have to stay with him for as many bloopers as it takes to beat that villain. But if you get through all 10 villains, then your mom and dad back in Philadelphia are going to watch you win $25,000 in cash. Do it for them, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, you take your position, and I will take mine, Andrea. 66 seconds on the clock. The gauntlet and the clock will begin with the first bell. Elizabeth Taylor starred as a young girl in National Virgin.
Velvet!
One of the unusual men of JFK's staff was McGeorge Bondage.
LA's Long Beach Harbor is the permanent home of the mothballed Queen Mother.
Queen Mary.
Edgar Allan Poe wrote The Cask of Avocado.
Captain Monk Diablo.
The old Dean Martin show featured a group of chorus girls known as the Grave Diggers.
Gold Diggers!
During World War I, it was considered unlucky to light 3 cigarettes on 1 monk.
Match!
The last word to come out of Napoleon's mouth was Listerine.
No, I lost.
In 1962, the American League's most valuable player was Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mantle.
All right, the first lady of modern dance is Martha Washington.
Martha Bray?
Etiquette dictates that peas should be eaten with a pea spoon.
Knife?
In 1905, George Bernard Shaw completed major surgery.
Aww.
In Copenhagen.
Time's up!
Villain number 6. Frank and his little buddy Stein. Gotcha. Look at this. Who's next? Well, once again, though, look at this. You did get through 5 villains. That earns for you another $500. So let's add it all up. You had $1,880. In the game, you got $650. And an additional $500 up here on the villains for a grand total of $3,030. And not only that, but you get another chance at $25,000 because you are now eligible to take on a new challenger. We'll meet a new challenger right after these words. Okay? We'll be right back.
Only up to 5, or only 5 conquered, got up to number 6. Yeah, she's having a tough time at the gauntlet. Obviously plays the main game well, but that gauntlet is her kryptonite. So she's going to enter game 4, we're going to enter show 5. And you can see some of the stuff we've seen on YouTube videos over the years slowly coming into play. You had the final buzzer after the time's up, just to sort of cut her off to declare her as just out of time. Not necessarily wrong, but those bloopers, some of those were amazingly difficult. So we'll get back to the game. We may have enough time to meet the next challenger, but if we don't, we're going to have the credits, the end of the episode number 4. Then we're going to jump right into episode 5. Here we go. And I hope you enjoy me talking during the breaks. I don't want to talk during the show. The show's the star, not me necessarily. And I'm thinking we're going to just maybe meet the next contestant at the start of the next show. Because I've got 529. Yeah. Let's just throw it to the end. Let's do the end credits. Let's do the prize sponsorships and all that. Oh, and also speaking of the prizes, how about those consolation prizes? They didn't give away Rice Aroni. A kitchen set? Or a dining room set, I should say? That's not hay.
Time's up for the day. Andrea Klein, who so far has earned $3,030, is going to take on a new challenger tomorrow. Will she defeat her next challenger? Will she get to those villains again? Will she find happiness in $25,000? We'll see you tomorrow on...
Receive a 7-piece Performa Gourmet Cutlery Set with extra sharp chrome stainless steel blades and ebony Fleetwood handles. Dishwasher safe from Washington Forge. And colorful DuPont Lucite Spray Paints. The quick and easy way to add fresh new decorator touches all year to your home. With Lucite Spray Paints, you color it easy. And from Buxton, their genuine leather all-together clutch and keytainer for her. Bill Foley keytainer for him. to give it again, Buxton is a natural. And Foster Grant sunglasses with polarized mirror and gradient lenses. Isn't that you behind those Foster Grants?
First pretty decent credit roll, by the way.
This is Ron Roddy speaking. There's a production of the Bud Austin Company. Stay tuned for The Price is Right, following the news over most of these CBS stations.
Challenger. This is Marlene Dettori. Mm-hmm. How are you, Marlene?
I'm fine.
That's
I'm
good.
Excited.
Well, I don't blame you. Boy, around here, everybody gets excited. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm an office manager for engineering representatives.
Very good.
And I am married.
Uh-huh.
And I've lived in California under a year.
Is that all?
Yeah, and
Where'd you come from?
Ohio.
I'll be darned. Are you a tough manager?
Oh, no.
You're not?
I'm a nice manager.
Sweet, lovable, but stern. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, here, let's play our game. Round number one, the board is devoted to animals. Round number two, the board will be devoted to quotes. But since you are our challenger, what are you going to do with that first board? Animals. You want to charge or do you want to block, Marlene?
I want to charge.
You want to charge, or the charger goes behind the arrow and the blocker goes behind the stop sign. So take your positions. All right. Ms. Manager, here's what you have to do. You have to get to win the first round, you have to get to the top of that board in 60 seconds. You got that?
Yeah.
Now, the fastest way to do that is to correct one blooper on each level. Now, what's a blooper? That you are going to find out very shortly. Here's the catch. Andrea is going to play six blocks somewhere on that board. And if you run into one of those blocks, you're going to lose 5 seconds on the clock. But if you get to the top and win the first round, you do just that. You win the first round within 60 seconds. If you do not get to the top, Andrea wins the first round. Now, whoever wins two rounds wins the game, all the money they've gathered along the way, and a chance at, Marlene, $25,000 in cash. Does that sound good? All right, now, you elected to charge, so charge right on off here, Marlene. There you go. Out of sight and out of hearing. All right, Andrea, I can see the wheels going already. You're going to block. We invite you now to place six blocks up there, but of course you may only place one block on this sixth level and no more than three on any of the others. And you'll be credited with all the money attached to the blocks that Marlene might encounter. Place your blocks.
Okay, I'm going to skip level one.
This is animals.
Go right to level two and put
level
a
two.
Block on the $10.
Ten. Okay.
Okay.
Now.
Up to level three. This is where I'm going to slow her down. The 20, the 30, and the 50.
Oh, ooh. Okay, two more to go.
$10.
Uh-huh.
And then straight to the sixth level and the 200 up there.
All right. Let's see how well that works. The trap has been laid, and let's bring back now Marlene Dettori, our charger. All right, Marlene, if you find now the time is running out, you can call long shot. And when you do that, we stop the clock.
Okay.
Long shot can be tough going, but we'll take it from any of the first five levels immediately to that sixth level, okay?
Okay.
So now, giving me the level and the dollar amount. Charge!
Level 140 dogs!
140! During World War II, dogs in the army were part of the Calcan Corps.
Oh!
Same level.
$10.
110. A leopard cannot change his spats.
Spats!
Charge!
Level
230 dogs! 230! Roddy McDowell starred in one of the most famous of Lassie films, Lassie Come Clean.
Oh!
card.
Level 349.
340. Legend says that lemmings commit suicide by marching into Central Park at night.
I don't know.
Same level 3.
10.
Level 3, 10. Ed Sullivan did comedy routines with Topo Gigio, a little Italian louse.
Mouse.
Card.
Level 439.
430. Penny Page saying, how much is that doggy with that bimbo?
In the window.
Charge.
Level 539.
530. A lobster turns red only when it's been embarrassed.
Cut.
Charge.
Level 6, 200.
200. And Scott and Andrea wins the round. Come on over here, Marley. You did it. She only had 2 seconds on the clock. It was either 2 or 3 seconds on the clock by the time she got to the sixth level. All right. Lemmings commit suicide by marching off a cliff. That's right, into a cliff. Anyway, you've won round one once again, Andrea. And however, you're going to have a chance at revenge now, Marlene, because just a moment we're going to be playing round two, at which time the charger will become the blocker, and the blocker will become the charger. So that means that, Andrea, you were the blocker, this time you're the charger. Charge right on out of here. Marlene, get over there and get ready to block. And good luck to you on round two, which we'll play right after this for you.
It's a tricky word to say.
My stomach hurts. But
all right. Well, I think there are some little issues, some hesitation on her part, especially at level 6. She couldn't decide what she wanted to play. Ultimately hit the block. Time was up. How much is that doggy? I laughed at that internally, trying not to laugh on the stream. Like I said, some of the writing is very clever. I'm sort of sad that they don't go over all the unanswered bloopers, at least this early on, because I want to know what the answer to that first one was. I'm guessing it was Peace Corps, but it is what it is. Also, another change I noticed is that the clock now is green in color, whereas in the previous episodes it was orange. So that's something I think that stuck with throughout the entire run of the show. So already, again, changes. It's evolving. We see that happening just in the first week of episodes. So I'm sure we'll see other changes in the next couple of episodes. I can almost guarantee it. I'm pretty sure that the level 6 blocks go green instead of red, or are green instead of red, starting on episode 6. But hey, for now, we're going to go back to the show. Let's see if Andrea can win her fourth game.
Charger is already out of sight and out of hearing, and that means, Marlene, the scene is now set for you to play 6 blocks. It's on quote unquote. That's what the board is devoted to. Place your blocks, ma'am.
Level 1, I want to scare her off, so mm-hmm. I think she has a little too much confidence.
Which one?
So I'm going to level 140.
40.
And level 150.
And level 150, okay.
I'm going to go up to level 2. I'm going to place a 30. I think she might back down there.
All right.
Okay. We're going to go up to level 3 then and give her another 30.
All right, another one. Now where are you going to give her?
Now I'm going to go up to level 4 and give her 20.
20 on 4. Mm-hmm. One remaining.
One more. We'll go right up to level 6.
Uh-huh.
And with all of her confidence, I'd better put it on 500.
Okay. Good luck to you, quote unquote. Okay, let's bring back our charger, Andrea Klein. And here she comes. Now, Andrea, you have 60 seconds on the clock. It's on quote unquote. That's what the board is devoted to. 60 seconds on the clock. Giving me now the level and the dollar amount. Charge!
Level $140.
$140. Four, three, two, one. Same problem.
20.
120. Where there's a will, there's a relative.
Away!
Charge!
Level 240.
240. What this country needs is a good 5-cent sitar.
Admiral.
Same level.
10.
210. Fly now, pray later.
Hey!
Charge!
Level 350.
350. At the Battle of Mobile Bay, Admiral Farragut declared, damn the tomatoes, full speed ahead.
Torpedo!
Charge!
430.
430. Dorothy Parker felt that men seldom make passes at girls who are gaseous.
Wear glasses!
Charge!
Level 5, 10.
5, 10. Two heads are better than buns.
One!
Charge!
Level 520.
520. Spare the rod and boil the child. Charge!
350. Sixth level, 350.
Sixth level, 350. No man is Rhode Island.
An island.
That's right, Andrea. You won the game. You won the game. Come on over here. Marlene, she did it. She won the game and actually had 2 seconds left on the clock. And the only other thing left was spare the rod and spoil the child. So Andrea does it again. And that means, unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to Marlene. But we have a very nice gift for you, don't we, Rod Roddy?
We certainly do, Tom. From Dagger International, this 3-piece multiplex music system with built-in stereo 8-track and cassette recorder, full-size VSR 3-speed automatic record changer, uniquely designed from Dagger International.
And we thank you very much. It was a pleasure meeting you. All righty. Andrea, congratulations. You did it again. Another win. And now we're going to take a moment. Count up your winnings, and I hope you'll want a whole bundle, because the more you have won, the better chance you have when you try to run. It's $25,000. Don't put up the list. You'll try it again.
Well, Andrea made a little oopsie there. She got level 510, then she called level 520, missed it, but she still went to 350 on the sixth level and got it with a little bit of time remaining. We're going to welcome in somebody now. Hopefully this works. Oh, and if we haven't done a proper introduction, television's Chico Alexander, everybody. Oh, that's Ryan Vickers. But still, Chico Alexander's in the house.
Hi.
Yeah, he did something, I would say, once in a lifetime.
Let's just say it would not surprise me if Mike and Greg dragged it out for National Anthem Volume 2.
All right, let's get back to the gauntlet.
Okay, oh yeah, that's right. We're at the gauntlet now. And I'm going to turn down the TV so I can hear the gauntlet. So... I swear I know how to work this stupid thing. There we go. Okay. I'm trying to remember what episode our dearly departed friend Randy was in.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay, here we go. Who is Warren Cleavage?
The Galloping Gourmet. Rita Cancino later became famous as Rita Moreno.
Consuelo?
Outside traditional Dutch households, you often see a pair of wooden nickels.
Shoes.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote the song of Hayakawa.
Hiawatha!
On October
October 16, 1859, John Brown made his attack on Harper's Bazaar.
Harper's Ferry.
The American painter known for dripping paint on the canvas was Jackson Brown.
Pollock.
On radio, Ivan Shark was the arch enemy of Captain Midwife.
Midnight.
In Carousel, the song about my boy Bill was entitled Senility.
That I don't know. What do the villains have to say now? Another pigeon. I have no idea what that means. What does another pigeon mean?
And the game total was $670. $400 of these here villains for a grand total of $4,100. And you get another chance for $25,000 because you are eligible to take on a new challenger. We'll be back right after this. Don't you go away.
Mike? Mike, did I lose you?
The gauntlet really is like her kryptonite. She cannot get past, like, villain number six. This time she got past villain five. So, yeah, I mean, she plays the front game well, but
she can't close.
She can't close the deal. You're right about that.
She's not a closer.
She's not a closer. So, again, Chico's joining us, bringing him up to speed as to what he missed. He missed Julie Brown of MTV fame as the first champ. The second champ ended up beating the gauntlet of villains very swiftly. And right now, Andrea is our third champ, and she has won four games and a hair over $4,000. So we'll see if she can make it five. But also, we're noticing some changes in the premiere week. Into the game that we know and love in terms of visual changes, sound effect changes, music changes.
And changes to the board, because I may be wrong on this, but I seem to remember that the at level 6 was green.
That's something I mentioned, and that should change next episode with the start of the second week. But even one thing that I notice now is the timer is green. It was orange for the first 3 or 4 days. So
okay, you're talking about the timer for the main game.
Timer and possibly the gauntlet. I'm not 100% sure.
Now, the gauntlet is green.
Okay, well, at least in the main game it was orange.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go back to the show. We should be coming back from the commercial very soon, and we'll meet Andrea's fifth challenger. Well, actually, fourth challenger. She was a challenger that beat a champ. Or no, she wasn't. It would be her fifth challenger because she was the first winner after the retired champ. So let's get back to that.
Okay. Well, right now I'm at the update your password commercial.
You may be a hair ahead of me, possibly.
Here we are, the current champion. Andrea Pine so far has $4,100, and now you're going to take on a new challenger. Would you bring it up, please? Bruce Hiley.
Bruce Hiley's the next challenger. And that is quite a haircut on him. Kind of looks like a early career Justin Bieber.
Legends and superstitions. The second word will deal with show business. But since you're our challenger, on that first board, you have the option of charging.
Actually, know what his haircut looks like? Michael J. Fox on season 1 of Family Ties. That's what it looks like. And he sounds a little British. He sounds quite British. Right up to the top there. Right. And she won't know where she is. I'm sure I won't, but we'll try. 350. All right. Very good. A good plan. We'll see how it plummets in just a second. All right, Andrea, here we go. Now, Andrea, this is Legends and Super. Now, you know. At the top platform within 60 seconds, and you know about the long shot, right?
Right.
Okay, so give me. And the timer is now orange. Some of these bloopers are really dated. Whatever it's going to be.
You were the charger, now you're going to be the blocker. So, you charge on out of here, Bruce. You go over there for the block, and we'll be back with you in just 1 minute.
And we're into another commercial break.
Well, Andrea's in a real pickle here. I don't think she's been down at any point. She hasn't been down 1-0. So, obviously, she's got to do a good job blocking or else she may not be the champ much longer.
Nope.
Those were some toughies in there.
Those were not easy.
There were some toughies. I'm surprised that they kept Bow and Arab in there.
Like I said, this it's like some of these bloopers are really dated.
They're really dated and antiquated. Yeah. But again, that may explain why we didn't see episode 3. Who knows? Andrea's on the ropes. The challenger came out kind of fierce. Good blocking strategy. And only if Andrea knew that $500 blooper about the Land of the Dead. I think it was, not necessarily the River Styx, but something related to that.
The River of Dreams, no.
No, I think it was the Land of the Dead. I don't think it even said the river. But I'm thinking sticks or something like that. So we should have some vast visual changes when we come back on episode 5. We're going to go back to the broadcast now. We have enough time for the closing credits. Probably a long closing credits, I would assume.
Well, they did a long closing credits last time, so.
They did, but also this is a Friday show, remember.
Oh, that's true.
So, let's see what happens.
All right, both players are at our center stage, which means I guess they're going to talk a little bit. But, yeah, this is basically it for the show for now. But if you stay tuned, there's going to be another episode.
Very good. And so now you're permanently here, do you think?
Oh, yes. We moved into Tazana.
Is that
well, I was a bartender. I'm unemployed right now. I'm hoping to be a writer.
All right. And he won the first round. Will he unseat Andrea Klein, who so far has won $4,100? We'll see you next time on...
Oh, in Haiti!
And... And the Tulsa, and of course the Tulsa turns to Mr. Rod Roddy, giving away knives and such. And coming up next is the half-hour-long Price is Right. Oh, wait, it's the hour-long Price is Right. I remember, this is 1979, not 1975. Stupid me. And here's that Hanna-Barbera intro now. And Rod Roddy, ever the professional, still has trouble saying the title with a straight face.
Symbol, the blocker behind the stop sign signal, and you take your positions right now.
Or, you know, you could just send them off stage. Okay. One thing that you know that I noticed right away is level 6 is now green. Oh, fun.
Now, do you want to charge or do you want to block on politics, Andrea?
I'm definitely blocking this.
You're gonna block. All right, that means charge on out of here.
The next category is politics.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
It's a tricky word to say.
Stomach hurts.
But a fun game. Let's try it together now.
Charge.
Level 149.
40.
Kennedy hosts the game of villains.
1, 2.
And villains.
Ivan Shark was the arch enemy of Captain Mid.
It's new to Buzzer.
Launch it! Ah, yes.
Andrea knows how to play the game. And also, I think she's maybe analyzing her competition a little bit there. The next board's on politics, and knowing that he's British, just came to the U.S. within the last, not terribly long ago at that point, she's going to give him the politics. That is called good playing. And also, just her blocking is great. She keeps flummoxing everybody on that fourth level. I mean, we just saw it right now. The blocks on 10 and 20, and that really got into his head. The one thing we have not seen up to this point, we have not seen a long shot block hit. The only blocks that have been hit on level 6 have been natural blocks.
That was a long shot.
That wasn't a long shot. Nope.
Oh, you're talking about blocks that were hit
Were placed in the long shot.
Okay.
So yeah, in her defense, she put 350 as a block. But we have not seen any long shot blocks through the first week. And as mentioned earlier, level 6 is now green. So more like we're used to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Andrea is going to win this again. She's got a great strategy set out. And she's playing what is probably a very unfavorable category for Bruce.
She's played very cerebral.
She plays a very smart game, absolutely.
It's like many people are looking at this for the first time, thinking it's not quite cerebral. But yes, there's a science to this.
Oh, there's definitely a logic and a science to it, yes. And also, I should mention, if you hear like an echo in the background, I'm playing the audio, but Chico's also playing the audio, maybe a little quieter, and he's like 30 seconds ahead of me. So you may hear what's coming up in 30 seconds, 20 seconds or so through your end.
It's like I can't win for losing. I'm playing the live stream on my tablet, which is 30 seconds ahead of Mike. And I'm
okay, I've actually got the live stream playing through VLC Media Player, so I wonder if there's just a 20 or 30 second delay there. So it's not that you can't win for losing or whatnot. It's just one of the things that happens.
Yeah, I was like, I'm 30 seconds ahead on my tablet, and I'm like a full minute or so behind on my TV.
Something like that, yeah. It's weird like that. Well, let's see if Andrea continues to reign, getting to her fifth gauntlet, or if Bruce somehow wins this.
Right? And right now, Andrea is setting her board.
okay, I clearly underestimated his ability at politics, going basically up the right-hand side. But man, does she kill her opponents on level four?
Yep. It's like we said, she is playing a very cerebral game. I mean, yes, he knows a lot about a lot, but she knows strategy, and that's half the game right there.
Yeah, and he would have missed the 200 on level six, but again, a very impressive play from both players. Unfortunately, you can only have one winner. And for the fifth time, it happens to be Andrea. I feel like I should just get used to saying, oh, she's only going to get up to number six. She's going to win another $500. And her total winnings will be somewhere in the range of $5,000. Prove me wrong, Andrea. Come on. Do it. Do it.
Well, she did not do it. Well, she did not prove you wrong. And, of course, Bruce, ever graceful in defeat. Now
he's a proper British gentleman.
He is a proper British gentleman. But wow, was that round really close.
That was intense, yes.
That's why they call this show whatever they call this show.
Depends who you ask, who you talk to.
But you get what I'm trying to say.
Right. Well, here we go. We're coming back. Andrea's going for 25,000 yet again. Let's see what the villains say this time. I'm sure they have some smarmy little comment since this is her fifth try now.
Well, she is allowed to be on the show as long as she can continue to win, right?
I think it's 7 games for starters, but then it got reduced to 5. We'll find out. I mean, we conceivably could see her go up to the gauntlet 2 more times in the next 45 minutes. So,
yep. Well, we're back and we're back in.
All right, let me unmute and see what happens.
Yeah, I like to see what these jokers have to say right now. Not again. Her again. Sorry. Boy.
So the status quo has held up. She gets stymied at number six or number five.
She got really far. She got to number six.
Yeah, well, that seems to be her norm. I mean, she got up to number five once. Unfortunately, the episode that didn't air, there were two gauntlets, but I think we could discern that she may have won about $1,000 on the gauntlets for those two games because she only had $1,880 total after two games. So, yeah, the gauntlet is definitely not her strong suit. But also, at the same time, some of those questions, those were very difficult. The last one, particularly, soft sculptures, I've never heard that term, but I'm also not an artist.
Yeah.
So she's going to go into game six. And unless there's something we don't know about, she should be retired after her seventh game. Problem is, we're probably not going to see the result of game seven since there's literally 38 minutes left in the marathon. So who knows? Shrug the shoulders. But she's got over 5,000. That's nothing to sneeze at. That's good money back
that's in good
money I think that now in 2021. But in 79, that's really good money.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go back right now and let's see who the next contender is against Andrea.
Nothing personal. My favorite, by the way, is the Confederate States of America president was Jefferson Airplane.
Of course, it's nothing personal. The gauntlet's just doing their job.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, some of the writing on this marathon thus far, for being, a week old at this point, sixth episode, has not been bad. I can't wait to see how it develops as time goes on.
Yep.
And we should credit game creator, he created Few. Jay Wolpert was a writer on this show. And also Gary, I believe it's Yonke, J-O-N-K-E, I don't think it's Junkie, Gary Yonke, who worked with Wolpert on a number of shows, Wait Till You Have Kids. I think he was on Hitman 2. A definite veteran of the business.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a veteran.
And there's a third name, too, but I don't remember who that person was. So we'll just go back to the show and see what happens.
Well, there is Bud Austin and Burt Sugarman, so we can't forget those two. All he has is blocks.
Speculating here, I wonder if the contestants actually see how she plays the game. I'm going to guess not, just because her bread and butter has been three blocks on level 40 almost every game.
I'm guessing not, too, because I remember our friend Randy was in the green room when he was not playing. I don't think anybody would have shown him by a closed circuit or otherwise.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends from show to show. You see people in concentration or classic concentration sitting in the audience. You see people from other shows, Match Game Hollywood Squares, for example, sitting in the audience. I would hope that future contestants didn't sit in the audience just because you can get a fair idea as to how they play the game.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, I was in the audience when I was waiting to play my game of Jeopardy. I did not pay any attention to how Kyle Jones was playing. I was just losing myself. I was just giving myself to the moment. That makes sense.
You've got to soak it all in. I mean, literally, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Literally. So I totally understand if you're just trying to soak in the moment, if you're not paying attention to how somebody's playing, I totally get it. It's currently 6:29. We're going to end episode 6 right now. Episode 6 because 3 was skipped. Not episode 6 of the marathon.
It's like, yeah, I knew that. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's okay. You've had a very exciting day. We'll talk about a little bit next commercial break. Because, again, talking about once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, you seriously had one today.
Yeah, I was picked to sing the national anthem for the Faithful Woodpeckers.
We'll talk more about that during the next commercial break. For right now, we're going back to the show, and we have enough time for some closing credits.
Yep.
Here we go!
Firebrand, for when you want to look like David's soul.
Okay, try number six. She is, like, magical in the main game. I mean, I'm speechless. She calls a long shot on level five. Level six, she goes up and she snipes off the right block. And well, admittedly, the clue was easy. But she's, like, invincible.
She's got to get it. She's got to get it this time.
Right. I'm still saying she's getting past six. I've seen three gauntlets from her, and I think one time she got up to seven, possibly. The rest of the time she did not get past six. So let's let her get past six first, and then maybe we'll consider talking about possibly winning. But also at the same point, we only really have time for maybe two rounds. So looks like that this game will end. If somebody wins two rounds, it'll be the gauntlet will be on the next episode, which unfortunately they're not going to go directly to episode 8 tomorrow. They're going to go to like episode 78. So that's going to take us somewhere around August 14th of 1979, I believe, because Randy Amage's second episode is number 88, and that aired on August 28th. So we're going to start on actually a Tuesday episode, but again, we're going to be a good almost 5 months or 4 months into the run at this point.
And the thing of it is, this show moves quickly.
Oh,
I mean, I'm just looking up. I'm looking from my screen to my other screen. I just realized Ernesto's done. He's finished.
Yeah, it moves at a breakneck pace. And, well, who's not done right now? Andrea. Sixth attempt at the gauntlet. And, again, we won't know. Well, first off, she needs to win the next game, but possibly there might be a mention after the gauntlet if she doesn't win that this is your seventh and final try. Who knows? But, yeah, by the time Randy got on the show, it had been reduced from 7 to 5 wins for retirement. Because Howard Wilson was on for like 7 shows, and he finally won the gauntlet on his 7th show, which is all on YouTube if you've never checked it out. Won like 32,000.
Unless, of course, Fremantle got to it.
Who knows? But yeah. Fremantle does as Fremantle does. All right, we're going back right now. Let's see if Andrea can do it finally.
Andrea, try number 6 against the gauntlet. Let's see what they have to say now. Enough is enough! Andrea is getting to the gauntlet. I don't know. Ow. Oh. All right. Let me hand Andrea all the credit in the world. She got to 7 that time.
One thing I haven't mentioned thus far, the video quality on this is absolutely, like, mind-blowing.
It is.
It is crisp as day. But, yeah, oh, look at that. She got the number 7 this time. She set a record.
She set what they call a PB.
That's her PB by far, yes. Let's go back to what we mentioned earlier. You sang the national anthem today.
Yes.
And in case you don't know, Fayetteville Woodpeckers are your minor league team down there.
Yeah, the low A affiliate of the Houston Astros, and it was Houston Astro Way. Or it was Houston Astros Day.
Okay, low A affiliate. I thought it was high A, but okay. And I knew they were with the Houston. How did you get into this?
Well, I saw something on Instagram that said, we're looking for singers. And I was like, okay, I'll do it.
When was this? Was this before the season? Was it recently?
This was actually last March before the unpleasantness. So
this is almost a year and a half ago.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I really thought this may have been before this season in terms of March of 2021, not March of 2020. Oh my! Either they had a heck of a waiting list, or they lost your application. I don't know what happened there. Wow!
Well,
but if you do want to listen to Chico's national anthem, it is on his Facebook page, and I'm sure it's on other social media as well. Yeah, and just in case you guys don't know, he's not some amateur singer. Well, he's not professional necessarily, but he's not like me just coming out of the stands and belting a few chords.
I have to give credit to Dan Huff because he's Dan Huff and Ethel Fletcher and Linda Merrill. They're the ones who helped me find my voice back in the day. So
excellent. And you still have it. That's great. And actually, once we're done with this, that's the first thing I'm going to do is I want to listen to that national anthem. I've got it loaded up on Facebook.
And right now they have another 2 rounds loaded up.
Well, we got about 13 minutes left, so we got enough time for about 2 rounds and final goodbyes. Speaking of final goodbyes, here's goodbye for now, but we're going back to the show.
She's changing it up a bit.
If it isn't level 40 that is Andrea's bread and butter, it's level 30. She gets him in the middle, and she gets him hard.
Well, wouldn't it be the column? Because remember, the levels change, but bloopers only get harder as you go from $10 to $50.
Oh, I'm talking about the blocks.
Yeah.
Because she got him on level 3 there, not level 4. So that's her bread and butter, right in the middle there. If she doesn't get you at level 4 with 2 or 3 blocks, she's going to get you at level 3 with 2 or 3 blocks. And then he actually had a shot at level 6, but, you know, 500 is the hardest, and that was a hard one. I didn't know what a chopper is in gangster slang.
Neither did I.
Well, now we know. Knowing is half the battle or something like that.
G.I. Joe!
Yeah, and we have enough time for one more round. It's
got to be a really quick round.
We have an ample amount of time. Even if the commercials take us to like 6:59, we just need a simple sign off. Here's the fee plug prizes. Few is a Bud Austin production. Bud Austin company too, but yeah, I mean, we don't need a full credit roll. We can still get a round in. And then a simple goodbye, whether it's with both players or with just Andrea.
We have one more round coming. It is music. And old dude's going to have to be really quick determining where he wants to put his block, because they still want to get their CBS still wants to get their news breaks in.
Yeah, well, I hit the unmute button there a little early. Well, CBS is going to get their money one way or another.
Yeah.
And here we go. Back to the game.
Oh, God.
Bird drops keep falling on my head.
That's
right. That might be my favorite one thus far. Oh my gosh.
Tell us how you really feel about that.
We won't have enough time to wrap this up. But also, again, as we said, starting tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, check your listings for times wherever you're at, even though they should be 3:30, 2:30, and 1:30 probably. We're not going to be going to episode 8 next. We're going to go forward to 78.
But I want closure, man.
Well, maybe we'll get closure once we get through this. I think that probably around Thanksgiving time we'll be done with the civilian run of Few. And that's when the celebrity run will be. And who knows if they're going to just charge through to the celebrity run, or if at that point they go back and pick up episodes 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, so on and so forth. Again, who knows? We're well over almost 2.5 months away from that. But this was a nice preview.
Very nice.
And I hope you get to see the episodes you didn't see.
I know. I mean,
I want you to see the first gauntlet win in episode 2 because the guy blazed through it. I mean, if I told you how much time he had left, you'd be like, huh? Your mouth would drop. And I say that Randy said at some point he had the fastest gauntlet time up to that point. This guy did it faster.
Wow.
Yeah. This guy also had the same amount of time as Randy, 71 seconds. So I'm sure it'll be on YouTube or someplace in the next couple of hours. Any closing remarks before we get to the ending of Few? Besides watch this.
Oh, besides watch this?
Yeah.
Well, all I have to say is much love to the powers that be for unearthing all of these episodes and just making them really pop on my high definition television and my mobile devices.
I'm watching on my computer screen and they're popping.
This
is really an amazing gift. You don't see shows like this pop up every now and then. And it seems like Buzzer's done that a number of times in the past year and a half. Concentration, Match Game Hollywood Squares, now this.
Yep.
Just reminded me that the 50th episode, or 50th episode, 50th season of Price is Right is upon us in a week. So yep. you got Few goodness, and again, the show that moved Price is Right to 11 a.m., you got Few. So here we go. We're going back.
Yep. It'll be back to the old grind for some of us soon. So, hey, be watching on this. And again, like you said, the more you watch, the more people will make. And, Family Feud, I could really, yeah. Especially the episodes where Richard likes to rag on. There you go. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this nice little taste of this show that is coming every weekday at 4:30 Eastern Time. I hope you will watch. I hope you will make a habit of watching. And I hope that you get your friends to watch as well, because this is how we get more.
We need eyes watching this, absolutely.
This is how you get more.
And also, if any of you have made it through the entire 3 hours, you're a stronger person than me. But we hope you enjoyed it. I can't wait for 4:30 tomorrow. Now the big thing I got to think about is Wednesday's my late day. How do I record this on Wednesdays on my late day? Well, that's not your problem. That's my problem. But please, again, watch this. Get the ratings. Support this endeavor, because it's been a long time coming. But also, keep on listening to us. We got 3 shows coming out this week. The first one should be up midnight tonight. 3 good shows, and again, Brother Chico wasn't there for any of them because life decided to interfere. But three great shows with me and Greg. So, I should say few, but this is a long marathon.
I see what you did there.
Well, no, I'm just trying to relax. It's been a long marathon, and I've been here for 3 hours, and it's been a fun 3 hours. And even though you've only been here for about an hour and 20 minutes, it's been a fun hour and 20 minutes. Thank you for stopping by, Chico, and thank you for listening. We'll catch you later with some more things on TV. Bye-bye.
Take care, everyone.